We love talking about things and people around town that are doing nice, upstanding, and supportive things, especially that involve kids and families. And that's exactly what our next subject is right now. We've got Jason Chafin in, the union president for Muncie Fire Department. And Eddie Bell is in here looking very, very festive with the Santa-type beard on. You can't see it on the radio, folks, but it looks real good. Eddie, good to see you.
Good to see you, Steve.
And Jason, why don't we start with you? This is the annual Christmas Eve Day event that's coming up, and it's targeted at kids and families, right?
Yes, me and Chief Bell wanted to come in and talk about just our tradition that we've been doing for many years, led by Chief Bell and many other guys contributing. It's a joint collaborative effort between the City of Muncie, the Local 1348, and our Toys for Tots, and then it's a passion of love for the guys that, you know, that they've been doing this for well over 20 years now. You know, on Christmas Eve between 11 and 5 p.m., Santa Claus will be at Fire Station Number 1. We'll have toys, we'll have bicycles, we'll have, you know, a lot of giveaways, you know, hot chocolate, cookies, you know. You know, it's just a tradition that we
did. You know, there's a place proud, that's me, sorry about that,
a tradition we're proud to keep doing, and just wanted to, you know, come out today and talk with your listeners about and make sure they're aware this event's going to happen.
Well,
again,
we're glad not only that you're talking about it, but that you're doing it. Eddie, as just was mentioned, you've been around the fire department in Muncie for a little while now.
Just a little while.
Yeah, what kind of memories do you have at this event in years gone by? Lots of smiles, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. We have really enjoyed ourselves. We thought this up many, many years, almost 25 years ago. Myself, and then I pulled a good buddy, Tim Hale, in, and we borrowed my mom's living room chair and brought it up, and the first year we done it, I think we had a total of 36 kids come up and get their pictures taken with Santa and everything. Mm-hmm. Now it's evolved into a situation where we've been over 800 kids in 6 hours, basically, between 11 and 5 p.m. On Christmas Eve, and it's a annual event that we really enjoy and get a good chance to see some of the same people every once in a while. And it's pretty fantastic.
These bikes, Jason. Holy cow! The giveaway part is really pretty phenomenal too. How's that work?
So that's where we work with our Toys for Tots partners, our charity wing of our union, and they donate a small toy to every child that comes through. And then this is where we also rely on the community and our firefighters that contribute. Whether it's a bicycle from Myers or Walmart, you know, or just wherever, we take those donations in, and depending on how many bicycles we get donated between now and Christmas Eve, you know, from the community, you know, every kid will be given a ticket, and we hope to give out. I mean, there's been times where, you know, Chief Bell and them guys have been able to give out a bicycle to almost like one out of four or one out of five kids. I mean, we're giving out hundreds of brand new bicycles. Ball State Bob Memorial Hospital gave us helmets to go with each for every bicycle. You know, so it's been, like I said, it's a community effort. And, you know, so the more bicycles we get donated, the more we'll donate, you know, the more we get to give out that day.
Christmas Eve Day, Fire Station Number 1, right?
Yep.
That's going to happen with 11 in the morning start time. Show up anytime in that time zone, Eddie.
11 is the start. Santa arrives on a fire truck, and he gets off the fire trucks and meets all the kids as he's coming in.
So
and,
here's what I got to ask you, Eddie. I mean, again, you've been at this for a long time, physically at this event and proud to be a part of it and helping kids and families. How in the world do you lock down the big guy? I'm talking about Santa. On Christmas Eve day at 11 a.m., I mean, you got some pull there.
You ever heard, you know, some people have people. And we've got the big guy on lockdown, and he seems to answer our phone call every time.
I had a couple of questions from listeners when they knew you were going to be in this morning. I was publicizing it, and everybody was excited to hear about this event. They wanted to know where Santa lands the sleigh. Are you able to, you know, divulge that, or is that one of the things in the contract that you got to kind of keep on the QT?
This is a little bit early, so Santa actually comes in on the fire truck, okay, and then he takes care of what we need to be.
Okay, well, I knew he was coming in the fire truck, but I wondered if maybe he landed elsewhere and then got a fire truck ride to the fire station number one. But you're clarifying that for me.
I'm not sure if we're even allowed to know that.
That's what I was thinking, because we don't want to get on the naughty list, right? Jason, I mean, this close to Christmas. I mean, if you get moved over to the bad list, you know, that's no good for anybody. This is Jason Chafin and Eddie Bell talking for the Muncie Fire Department here. And the Christmas Eve Day event that is targeted at kids. What kind of ages are we talking about? Is there any sort of zone, Jason, that we're aiming for here for the kiddos?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
All children that want to come see Santa are more than welcome.
Would you feel funny if I did that?
1 to 99.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm more in the 99 range there.
But, Steve, I would like to say
each
and every kid that comes up will get a gift. They will get all kind of goodies, cookies, candy canes, hot chocolate, and we just advise everybody just to come up and at least do it once. It's an incredible environment, and we would appreciate if people would take the time to come up and visit us.
Jason, you're going to say something there?
Oh, I just agree 100% with what Chief Bell just said. You know, I mean, it's a great event. You know, we had to stop for a couple years under COVID. You know, this is our second year back, you know, since the COVID. So we just want to make sure to reintroduce, make sure the citizens know that we're going to put in the work. You know, we're going to be ready. Santa will be there, and we want them all to come out.
Awesome.
And the pictures are free.
And the pictures are free. Okay, great. Eddie, I want to direct one more question at you.
Yes, sir.
You know, you fight fires as a firefighter. You keep people safe. You come across the darndest things sometimes, I'm sure, in your career as a firefighter and beyond. But I know of a lot of firefighters in Muncie and Yorktown and all over the place. You seem to all have a tendency to want to do things like this. What is that in the DNA of a firefighter that would want you to do? Because this is extra work and effort on your all parts.
And I think it's part of the job you want to serve. When you sign up for this job day one, you know that you're here to serve. You're not going to be somebody that, you know, makes millions of dollars, obviously.
Yeah, right. Got it.
But it's about the service and the community, and that's what our guys are about.
Awesome. Anything, last words to you about the event or anything else you wanted to share?
Just thanks, Steve, for having us on, and like I said, we're looking forward to seeing everybody.
All right. Eddie, final word to you, please.
Come out and see us Christmas Eve. 11 o'clock, Santa Claus arrives on a fire truck, and it's going to be a great day.
Fire Station number one in Muncie, Indiana, USA. Guys, thank you very much for your service, for your help, and everybody around you in all the departments, Muncie and beyond, that are listening about this great thing that the Muncie Fire Department is going to be doing.